It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You are more traveled than I am. I mean, we could put our passports on the table. I'd have to go get one in order
you
to do that.
You don't have a passport?
No, I don't. It's on my list of things to do because my wife really wants to go to Puerto Rico sometime.
And do you need one for Puerto Rico? Isn't that...
Actually, I don't know. Yeah, I'm fine. We'll figure it out.
You should still get one.
I should just have one. I'm old enough now that I need to just get one.
Can I tell you what's so cute? You got to get passports for your kids.
Oh.
Because for the longest time, like Mia's passport was like this baby picture.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, because we had to have it to like go to Brazil. And you're just walking around. It's like we're going through an airport with a person and the picture is of an infant. But it's...
That's cute. Isn't it if you get them a passport like me with little to no intention of traveling outside of the United States, isn't that kind of a dud of a... gift? You know, is it more embarrassing to just have the blank passport?
It's not a gift. Okay. You should just have it in case something came up. Like if you had to, I don't...
Flee the country?
Yes. I don't know. In your life, it's probably not just going to come
up. I probably want a fake name at that point anyways.
You're not Jason Bourne, but I'm just saying like, I'm trying to think of what could come up. But like, just what if out of nowhere... Alice was like, our radio station was like, oh my God, One Republic is playing at the Eiffel Tower and we're sending listeners and you get to go with the Slacker Show. And it's like, oh my God, but it's 3 weeks from now. You're screwed, dude. You don't get to go.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't come with us. There's not time for you to get a passport.
Like, because it takes a long, long time, right?
Yes.
Like months.
Even when you like pay for expedited, like... passport things, I think it's like still like 4 or 5 weeks.
Yikes. Okay. All right. I'll get on it. I need to get one.
I know. I have no idea what you were trying to
talk about. How does it work?
About.
I don't even know how it... Will you sign the inside of it? Have a good summer?
I don't... It's not a yearbook. Why are we talking about passports?
Well, there's this thing called tourist syndrome that a lot of people, a majority of people say they have. And I wanted to know if you ever feel like you have tourist syndrome.
Tourist syndrome.
Yeah, when you're traveling.
Okay. What is it?
Well, tourist syndrome, they say it's when you do something out of character while you're traveling.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Really? Like this? 100%. This, like what? What comes to mind?
Everything. Like, do you walk around your house naked?
No. Not since the children have been
right.
born.
And I don't either. But when I walk into a hotel room, like, I'm naked 3 steps into a hotel room. As the door is swinging, I have no clothes on.
Sir, this is the lobby.
Right? Dude. And I'll sit on every weird surface with my naked butt.
So do you think that counts as tourism? This says says nearly half of travelers have broken a law while they're on vacation that they wouldn't normally have at home, but they just feel like I'm out here.
Have you ever gone on vacation? You don't think you do this at all?
I don't know. I don't think I've broken laws. I feel like I tighten it up. I lock it in even more when I'm on a trip.
Have you ever rented a car?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you treat that car like it's your car?
Kinda.
Oh my God. Dude.
Kinda.
What is the point?
I don't want to get dinged. Don't they give you, they like charge you more
kinda,
if you mess it
but
up.
No, you're not going to do, but like, I'm going to see if I can get it on 2 wheels.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm a bad enough driver as it is.
Oh my God. The second as I drive out of the rental car facility, I get far enough away that they can't hear me. I do the Ferris Bueller thing.
Okay.
And then as soon as I'm out of earshot, I wind that car up. Like, it's
really?
Just what you do. Like, yes. I will double park. Like, I've been in New York and you're just like, I need to run into this place and pick up a pizza. Like, we ordered a pizza. We were staying like on Central Park at the Viceroy and there was a pizza place around the corner. So I like drove and I just kept trying to like park. Couldn't find any place to park. I just abandoned the vehicle. I was just like, I don't care. What are you going to do? I was only in there for like 3 minutes. Ran in, grabbed my pizza, walked back out. Like, I would never do that here. Never.
I would be too terrified that then the car would get towed. Then I'd have to figure that out.
They can't get a tow truck there in 3 minutes, man. Just, Like, all bets are off.
But I feel, I'm too nervous. I'm in a city I don't know. I don't know that it's going to be 3 minutes. Where I'd feel more comfortable at home because I know the restaurant. I've been here before. I know the service. Where I'm just, if I'm in New York, I'm like, I have no idea where I am or how long it's going to take. I feel more anxious.
Would you sleep with, you can't answer this question. Hmm. But like, aren't you, like, please text in to 51059 what you do. That is, what's the words you call
it? Tourist syndrome.
Tourist syndrome. I'm telling you this. There are women listening right now. I know women in my life who are like, they would go sit at a bar at a hotel here and have their salad, have a glass of wine. A man approaches and they're like, thank you. No, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
When they go to another city where they're never going to see that guy again, they are going to do horrifying things with that guy.
Really?
Because it's not you anymore. You are Jason Bourne. You can be whoever you want to be. Like, that's why what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Because you just go to Vegas, and Vegas is tourist syndrome. You're allowed to come here, and like, we're going to hand you trading cards for prostitutes. And you're like, would I ever? No, I want to be on the record of saying I've never done that.
Yeah, do you trade them? How does that work?
No, but I've been with friends who do buy that.
Okay.
I do just want to let you know that the card you get and who shows up is not the same thing.
Yeah.
You're just like, am I calling Tangerine? And it's not Tangerine. Tangerine doesn't show up.
I see.
It's your weird cousin, like Tangelo. Okay. It's like, it's not as good. But you would never do that in Colorado.
Well, and that, I think you're nailing it. This story says that they say that vacation and this tourist syndrome, it's a time where you can behave differently.
Yes.
Where no one knows you.
Correct.
That's a whole thing. But I've never thought of that. I used to have contacts. I'd be so nervous about making sure I had all my contact solution and my glasses, and I need my wife to keep my glasses clean. And
I don't do any drugs, but if I were out of this town and somebody just threw a pile of something in front of me.
Okay.
You wouldn't dive headfirst into it?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. I've never thought about acting that different. Maybe I need to just go more places. Maybe I'll just...
Yes.
I guess Idaho Springs isn't far enough away.
So we're going to Paris with One Republic.
Okay.
Somebody gets TX seat as long as you can go through a pile of... Never mind.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.